Recording in progress.
I see various roads, I don't see Hazelwood. You see Hazelwood?
I don't see Hazelwood.
I saw Hazelwood somewhere, yeah. I think street improvement, I don't know.
Various streets, I don't see any, seventh, I don't see seventh, okay.
Yeah, well. Sometimes I had to pick each.
We will now call to order the Township of Piscataway Council Meeting Agenda of May 6, 2025. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, and dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with a certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. There will be a public comment period for both remote and in-person attendees separately. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so we can recognize you as a separate individual. Should you have any further comments or questions, the Township Council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Ms. Cedar, can I have a roll call, please?
Councilmember Cahill.
Here.
Councilmember Carmichael.
Here.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Here.
Councilmember Lombardi. Councilmember Lombardi, can you unmute yourself, please?
Here.
Thank you. Councilmember Rashid.
Here.
Councilmember Erin.
Here.
Council President Espinosa.
Here. Please join me in saluting the flag. Okay. Do we have any comments from the administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on this agenda?
I do.
Go ahead, Councilwoman Leibowitz.
I have two things. One is I would like to take something off the consent agenda. It's 15C. I have a question. And then I also have a statement. Do you want me to ask my question?
Go ahead.
So, is that how we... Do we wait till we get to that part, or we'll do it now? On the consent agenda first, yes.
Landscaping bid?
Yes. It's just a... It's not... My question is, we're going to do... So, am I asking a question now? Sorry. So, we're doing all this work, which sounds beautiful and lovely. The follow-up care, is that then taken care of by our people, or is that also a contracted work? They're planting, they're removing stuff, they sounds like beautiful trees, I love it. And then once they're done, does the care, because a lot of times I see, not necessarily in our town, but sometimes I see in communities and parks, they plant trees, and then 3 months later, the summer comes, nobody's followed up, they're dead, they're dried up, they look bad.
So this, if you have the backup on it, this is for the installation of trees, various trees around town. Once we plant them, we talk to the person whose property we're putting them by, we ask them to please.
Yeah, we can't hear you.
So once we plant the trees, we ask the person whose property they're adjacent to please participate in watering if they can. They ultimately will, depending on the location, if they're in a park, we're responsible for them. And if they're in the right of way, they're in the right of way. So anybody who gets a tree, we do ask them to please help take care of it. But then eventually they become ours.
Because I saw one of it was the park and one of it is an island. So I know sometimes when you drive through communities, it's like nobody wants to take responsibility for the island. So, you know, I guess the answer is.
Most of our parks and islands are under a contract for just cutting the grass and trimming throughout the season. So that'll be taken care of by another contract.
Great, thank you.
Was one, two?
Yes, that was the only one.
Do you want to remove it?
No, I'm good.
Thank you. Okay. Item number six, open to the public. Comments regarding item number 15, consent agenda items. Open up to the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have anybody in queue?
Council President, I'm unmuting the first individual with our hand raised.
Hi, Brian Rack, 1247 Brookside Road. For item L, how did that happen? I went to the park and it looks like a bunch of trees were taken down and a big gravel path was put in. But if I go on the DEP website, I can clearly see there's wetlands that are partially covering the park and definitely adjacent to it. If I had tried to do something like that, I'd have to go through zoning and they would have caught it. So what was the failure that led to this happening without the proper DEP permits? That was it. Thanks.
Yeah, we're not sure. DPW did some work out there to resolve some issues. I think it got outside the scope, so we're working on remediating it.
Ms. Cedar, do we have anyone else?
There are no other individuals with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you. Closing to the public. Close to the remote attendees. Opening to the in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration would then respond if necessary. I see no one at the podium. Closing for in-person attendees. Resolution adopt of CY 2025 municipal budget. Melissa?
Be it resolved by the Township Council members of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, that the budget herein before set forth is hereby adopted and shall constitute an appropriation for the purposes stated of the sums therein set forth as appropriations and authorization of the amount of $51,501,677.18 for municipal purposes,
and $3,850,006.32 minimum library tax. Summary of revenues, general revenues, surplus anticipated, $12 million, miscellaneous revenues anticipated, $17,951,685.47. Receipts from delinquent taxes, $750,000. Amount to be raised by taxation for municipal purposes, $51,501,677.18. Amount to be raised by taxation minimum library tax, $3,850,006.32. Total revenues, $86,053,368.97. Summary of appropriations within caps. Operations including contingent, $50,353,042. Deferred charges and statutory expenditures, municipal, $6,644,040. Excluded from caps, operations, total operations excluded from caps, $7,847,641. Capital improvements, $7,200,000. Municipal debt service, $9,758,900. Deferred charges municipal, $2,662,003.25. Reserve for uncollected taxes, $1,587,742.72. Total appropriations, $86,053,368.97.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second, Councilwoman Cahill.
We have Laura first. That made the motion.
Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Can I have a roll call, please?
Councilmember Cahill.
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid.
Yes.
Councilmember Irwin.
Yes.
Council President Espinosa.
Yes. Item number 8, ordinance second reading bond ordinance, various capital improvements of $7,005,000 through $6,333,750. Open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Melissa?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Bond Ordinance Providing for Various Capital Improvements in and by the Township of Piscataway and the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, appropriating $7,005,000 therefor, and authorizing the issuance of $6,333,750 bonds or notes of the Township to finance part of the cost thereof, was introduced on the 15th day of April 2025 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 20th day of April 2025. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on May 6, 2025, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2025-09.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Opening up to the remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration would respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have anybody in queue?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. I'll close for the remote attendees, opening up for the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. Adrian, please state your name and address, please.
Hi, Bill Irwin, 233 Ellis Parkway, Piscataway. This is the one I wanted to ask on before. Could you describe what the bonding is for? Like what improvements, in general terms?
So there, we have $1,420,000 for improvements to Sydney Road, South Randolphville Road, and Washington Avenue. $2,005,000 for the community development parking lot and site improvements, including all work and materials necessary therefore and incidental thereto. And $3,580,000 for the ecological park remediation.
Gotcha. So is there a capital reserve that the municipality usually dips into for capital improvements, or do we typically bond for them?
Both. In this case, we're bonding for it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Closing to the in-person attendees. May I have a motion, please?
Councilman Irwin, motion.
Second, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Cahill.
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid.
Yes.
Councilmember Irwin.
Yes.
Council President Espinosa.
Yes. Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Item number 9, ordinance second reading, amending chapter 7, traffic section 25, vehicles over designated weight limit excluded from certain streets. Open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Peter.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending chapter 7, traffic section 25, vehicles over designated weight excluded from certain streets, was introduced on the 15th day of April 2025 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 23rd day of April 2025. Now therefore be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on May 6, 2025, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2025-10.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Open to the public. For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have anybody in queue?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you. Closing remote attendees. Opening to the in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat at the completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. Please state your name and address.
My name is Nancy Salgado Cowan. I live at 124 Stanton Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey. In reference to this ordinance, I'm not sure the language or the verbiage seemed very vague. A certain weight limit, a certain streets. Are there any specifics to that?
Yeah, this ordinance is removing North Randolphville Road from the exclusion. It was initially exempting it from trucks earlier, but the state came back and asked us to remove it. They felt that trucks needed to pass on that road and required us to remove it. So that's what we're doing.
And is there a specific weight limit?
It's removing the weight limit.
Oh, it's taking it away. So any trucks can ride now through that road.
Unfortunately,
are there any roads that trucks of any size cannot go on?
Yeah, if you go on the township ordinances, there's a long list of roads that actually exclude trucks. It's, you can easily access it. I think the township website, you can go to the code.
Okay.
It's actually that chapter 7. You can see there, I think it's, yeah, section 25, and you'll see a whole table.
Okay. Are any of them removed for reasons being like children and schooling or any of that, or no?
Removed for
the larger trucks. Is that something in that original ordinance or no?
No, the only item being removed from that list is North Randolph Road.
Gotcha.
And that's only because we don't like to remove anything. Usually if we get it on the list, it's just because the state this time has asked us or required us to remove it. So unfortunately, we have to.
Okay, thank you.
Stacy Berger, 233 Ellis Parkway. I wanted to actually follow up on that question. The state asked you to, or the state required it? And what precipitated that, and why did you make a decision to do something if it wasn't required? Is there any data, any research about the impact that lifting that limit is going to have on the residents of that area? There's a lot of people who live on North Randolph.
Yeah, this was put on probably 2 or 3 years ago. And the state then did their own studies, I guess, and sent us letters saying that, you know, based on their studies or analysis of traffic flow, that they, you know, that we had to and were being required to remove it from our list of exemptions.
So they required you to do that based on what? Like, why does the state care if there are trucks on roads that are not state roads?
The state has the authority to oversee our restrictions on trucks.
So they could lift all the restrictions on all the streets that we have?
Potentially, but this is the first time they've ever done it.
If you remember, Stacy, with the issue with River Road, it took many, many years.
Yes, it took me running for council for that to happen, if I recall correctly, 2018. You blamed the county for like 4 years prior, and then nothing happened, and then all of a sudden people started running for office, and all of a sudden things started to happen. So yeah, team, I remember. I'm wondering, though, like, what's the impetus for this particular removal? Like, the state just didn't have anything else to do?
If you want to, Oprah, the letter from the state, go ahead, and you can see what they really provide us more detail than this, you know, based on their analysis, that this needs to be removed and you need to allow trucks on it.
So there's no analysis, but you did it anyway. Okay, I'll send an open request.
We comply with state requirements.
Thank you. Closing to in-person attendees. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Carmichael.
May I have a second?
Second, Councilman Irwin.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Yes, I will be leaving the meeting after this vote.
Thank you. Councilmember Rashid?
Abstain.
Councilmember Irwin?
Yes.
Council President Espinosa?
Yes. Ordinance second reading, amending salary and wage schedule. I'm sorry, number 10. Ordinance second reading, acquisition of certain property regarding Hazelwood Place and Hanover Street road improvements, open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance for the Acquisition of Rights of Way, Easements, and Land in Fee Simple for the Improvement of Hazelwood Place and Hanover Street in Piscataway Township, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, was introduced on the 15th day of April, 2025, and had passed the first reading and was published on the 23rd day of April, 2025. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on May 6, 2025, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2025-11.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Opening to the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Suda, do we have anybody in queue?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Closing to the remote attendees. Opening to the in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration would then respond if necessary. Good evening, Curtis.
Hello. Good evening. Curtis grew up 1750 West 3rd. Which one are you trying to act? What property?
Sorry, what was your question?
The question is on acquisition of certain properties regarding Hazelwood Place. Which properties are you trying?
Which properties?
There's two pages of them that we're going to have to give you. They're construction easements or permanent easements.
We have an idea. I mean, we're coming from 4th Street all the way to 2nd, right?
Yeah, I think it's the entire length. We have a bunch of parcels. So it's based on the road improvement plan. It's if we need to do most of them are probably just going to be temporary easements, construction easements, because we're probably going to step on those properties in order to do the curbing and sidewalk, etc. Yeah, it's usually pretty much every property and on the entire length we have to usually take an easement off.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Close to the in-person attendees. I have a motion, please.
Motion
Councilwoman. Second, Councilwoman Cahill, then.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Uren?
Yes.
Council President Espinosa?
Yes. Item number 11, ordinance second reading, amending salary and wage schedule. Open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending the salary and wage schedule, was introduced on the 15th day of April 2025 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 23rd day of April 2025. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading, excuse me, on May 6, 2025, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2025-12.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Opening for the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click on the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cita, do we have anybody in queue?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cita. Closing for the remote attendees, opening for the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. I see no one for the in-person attendees. Closing for the in-person attendees. May I have a motion, please?
Motion Carmichael.
Second, Cahill.
Have a roll call, please.
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Uren?
Yes.
Council President Espinoza?
Yes. Item number 12, ordinance second reading, amending and supplementing Chapter 21, Zoning, Section 8A, open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 21, Zoning, Section 8A, Flood Damage Prevention, was introduced on the 4th day of March 2025, and had passed the first reading and was published on the 9th day of March 2025. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on May 6, 2025, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2025-13.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Opening to the public. Opening up for the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have anybody in queue?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you. Closing for the remote attendees. Opening for the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration would then respond if necessary. I see no one at the podium. The in-person attendees is now closed. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Carmichael.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Aaron?
Yes.
Council President Espinoza?
Yes. Item number 13, ordinance first reading, authorizing deed of restriction for ecological park, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, an ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, authorizing a declaration of deed restriction for a conservation easement on the ecological park pursuant to NJSA 58:10-23.11, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 5th day of June 2025. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilman Aaron.
Second, Carmichael.
Roll call.
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Looking forward to a beautiful environmental park with community input, yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Aaron?
Yes.
Council President Espinoza?
Yes. Item number 14, ordinance first reading, amending Chapter 7, Traffic Section 14, parking prohibited at all times, Fitz Randolph Road, entire length. Resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 14, Parking Prohibited at All Times on Certain Streets, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 5th day of June 2025. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the Township Clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Teeter. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Cahill.
Second, Carmichael.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Cahill.
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid.
Yes.
Councilmember Urin.
Yes.
Council President Espinosa.
Yes. Item number 15, consent agenda resolution. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together, and the materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. Do I have a motion?
Leibowitz motion.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilmember Cahill.
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid.
Yes.
Councilmember Urin.
Yes.
Council President Espinosa.
Yes. So today we have a couple of proclamations to read out loud. I would like to read the first one. Before I read it, I want to say thank you to our municipal clerks and our deputy clerk. Welcome aboard to Ms. Jen Johnson and Melissa Cedar. Thank you so much for what you do. The proclamation reads, whereas the office of the municipal clerk is a time-honored and essential part of local government, and whereas municipal clerks perform a wide range of important duties, including the preparation of meeting agendas, maintenance of public records, oversight of elections, issuance of licenses, and provision of vital services to the public that promote transparency, accountability, and good governance. And whereas we recognize and appreciate the dedication and professionalism of the municipal clerks in our community who serve as valuable public servants, ensuring the smooth and effective operation of local government. And whereas municipal clerks continually strive to enhance the administration of their duties through ongoing education and professional development. And whereas by serving the integrity, impartially and professionalism, our municipal clerks play a significant role in the success of our community and the strength of our democracy. And now, therefore, be it resolved that Mayor Brian Waller, Mayor of Township Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, along with the Township Council, recognize the week of May 4th through May 10th, 2025 as Municipal Clerks Week, and further acknowledge our Municipal Clerk Melissa Cedar and Deputy Clerk Jennifer Johnson and Senior Office Assistant Bunty Sood for the integral services they perform. Thank you so much. Thank you for what you do. Councilwoman Leibowitz, would you like to proceed?
Thank you. So I appreciate the opportunity and honor to read this proclamation. I will tell you as a little bit of history, because I'm a teacher and I like to tell people things, that this is a spoiler alert, this is a proclamation regarding Jewish heritage, Jewish American Heritage Month. The Jewish calendar and the Roman calendar slightly vary. The last 2 weeks, we celebrated or honored or recognized Yom HaShoah, the Holocaust Remembrance Day, Yom HaZikaron, which is Israel's Memorial Day, and then Yom HaAtzma'ut, which is the Israel's Independence Day. Israel's 77 years old this year. So just a little bit of backstory. And I also just want to thank you for this opportunity. Whereas established after resolutions passed unanimously in both houses of Congress, President George W. Bush proclaimed May as Jewish American Heritage Month as an annual recognition of the American Jewish community, which has contributed substantially to the fabric of American history, culture, and society. And whereas the rich heritage of the Jewish American community in the township of Piscataway includes two yeshivas
and a historical marker on Davidson Road commemorating the Jewish Agricultural Society, which in the 1930s enabled Jewish families to poultry farm while maintaining jobs in New York and became a model for similar New Deal programs. And whereas American Jews have served in the United States military with great bravery and patriotism in its wars, including approximately 550,000 Jewish men and women in World War II. And whereas present-day efforts to remedy the recognition of Jewish American military service continues with Operation Benjamin, for which American Jews buried with non-Jewish markers in American military cemeteries throughout the world are having Star of David markers installed at their burial sites. And whereas 18 American Jews have been awarded the Medal of Honor, our country's highest honor, including Colonel Jack Jacobs, who lived in Middlesex County and graduated from Rutgers University for his valor in the Vietnam War. And whereas our country's commitment to religious freedom and acceptance of ethnic heritage obligates us to root out prejudice and combat anti-Semitism. And whereas synagogues and Jewish cultural institutions in the United States have amplified security measures due to the increased threat of anti-Semitic violence. And whereas Jewish students on American college campuses have been targeted for marginalization and hostility for their ethnic heritage. And whereas online harassment of American Jews has intensified with ferocity. And whereas during this month, we should take time to remember the lessons of the Holocaust and recognize the contributions of American Jews have made to civil rights and social justice movements. Now, therefore, I, Brian C. Waller, Mayor of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, along with the Township Council, declare the month of May to be Jewish American Heritage Month and encourage all residents to celebrate our diverse heritage and culture and work together to guarantee peace and equality for all. May 6, 2025.
Thank you, Councilwoman Leibowitz. Announcements from comments from our officials. Councilwoman Gabrielle Cahill.
Yeah, first I'd like to apologize for my background noise. I am away on business, unexpected, and so I do appreciate the folks bearing with me. I just want to, I guess we're not going to meet again in May, I don't believe, so just hoping that the residents of Piscataway, you know, enjoy this time of year. Folks who have, you know, children graduating from college and high school, and then we'll be celebrating Memorial Day here in town, and, you know, a lot of moments for our town to come together. And I also want to thank the staff, Daniel, very much, and really all of the administrative folks who helped to put together a budget, helped to educate us council people on the items, and also just really grateful to this council for the coming together. And I would be remiss if I didn't say, and sorry for being so long-winded, just, you know, just how emotional. I am not Jewish, but I grew up in a family where my father was probably the only non-Jew in a union. We flew the Star of David very proudly at my house alongside the flag of the United States and the Italian flag, being of Italian heritage. And I just thought that that was an absolutely wonderful, well-written resolution. And I want to thank Councilmember Leibowitz for reading that. And that is really all I have to say, which was quite a bit. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Councilwoman Cahill. Councilwoman Carmichael?
Well, I'd also like to congratulate the clerks, the township clerks, for all that they do, and just to echo that we really do appreciate everything, all that they do and all the support, and congratulations for the Jewish American Heritage Month proclamation. It was a beautiful proclamation. Also want to wish all the mothers here in town and in the county Happy Mother's Day coming up this Sunday, May 12th. And then on May 15th, all those who will be turning 90 will be celebrated at the Senior Center on the 15th. So happy 90th birthday to everyone who's seeing that milestone. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman Carmichael. Councilwoman Leibowitz.
Thank you for those kind words. May is certainly a busy month, and it's been a pleasure already attending so many spring events throughout our community. Spring is also the season for taxes and budgets. Unfortunately, our current federal government has made it increasingly difficult to maintain the services we're so proud of and that provide the best for our town. With attacks from Washington, it was very disheartening to see the attacks on our unpaid volunteer Board of Education members on the Piscataway Township social media page. Our engagement as a council does not need to be adversarial. We can guide and advise and be fiscally prudent without targeting our Board of Education. Unfortunately, our tax-funded social media accounts have been used to call out the school board in a negative, name-calling, and dismissive manner. This is a bad look for our council. There are ways to navigate difficult budget discussions. Using township resources in this manner is not the way. Providing opportunities for clear communication between entities, such as the liaison the Board of Ed is now establishing, is a great first step. As a council, it is our job to balance our fiscal responsibility while providing and supporting services to our residents across the spectrum of needs, from new young residents to long-standing seniors. It is more apparent than ever that rising costs and decreasing aid revenue is putting pressure on all government budgets, be they municipal, library, county, fire district, or school board. Here in Piscataway, as in the rest of New Jersey, most local spending is financed by property taxes. As the burden of property taxes falls upon our residents, now more than ever, we must be transparent about the source of our revenue and ensure that all of our services are properly funded. Our revenue comes from a variety of sources. One of these is our pilot relationships. There is nothing stopping us from accessing this revenue source and sharing it with our schools, as we do with the other components of our budget. Across New Jersey, towns including Parsippany, Evesham, Plainfield, and Holmdel are in dialogue to include pilot revenue as a way to support their school budgets. There's also a bill recently out of committee in the New Jersey Senate that seeks to require municipalities to share certain payments received in pilots with school districts. It's long past time that we are clear and straightforward that revenues derived from payment in lieu of tax or pilot programs are treated in the same manner as all other property taxes when it comes to funding local priorities, because there's no good reason to do otherwise. I suggest that we in Piscataway lead the way in this resource strategy. And therefore, I am introducing the following motion. Be it resolved that it is the desire of the Township Council of Piscataway to ensure that all revenues derived from payment in lieu of tax or pilot agreements are apportioned amongst the Township County, fire districts, and school district in the same proportion as regularly collected property taxes. And the Township Council of Piscataway desires this to be reflected in the preparation of the 25-26 budget and all future budgets.
Second the motion.
Up for discussion.
My feeling is that in this time, we need to be creative. If we look on social media, we look across the newspaper, we look across all the towns in New Jersey, they're all struggling. They're cutting jobs. They're cutting programs. They are forced with huge deficits, much more than our current Board of Education, due to their fiscal prudence over the last few years. And so I feel that this is an opportunity for us to be a leader, and there is some support out there across the state.
Thank you, Councilwoman Leibowitz. I also agree that we can go ahead and speak through some processes to get together and talk this out on the table. But for now, I need to see a plan, you know, just kind of written out, have some agreements, have some disagreements, but at least have something so that we can agree on. So I motion to table this for now for further discussion.
Yeah.
You're looking for a motion to postpone.
But can I, before we postpone it, I just want to make another comment. So I'm happy to have a discussion about it, of course. It's important, it's vital, it's a huge change and a huge shift. One of the ways to start that discussion is to look at the current budget and find the portions that are being used now. And I did ask that question this week. We weren't able to get information on it, but I'd love to know, it's a starting point. What are the portions for our existing pieces, and how can that distribution be utilized in the Board of Ed to support our fantastic school district and its employees? And of course, further the improvement of, you know, people move to this town for our schools. We've all said it. And the schools develop our residents, and the residents like to come back, and we need to support them.
Thank you, Councilwoman Leibowitz. Motion to postpone. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Cahill. It appears she left the meeting. Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Is there a timeline for the postponement?
I mean, it's what the council can set. I mean, you as the council can put it on the agenda for a future meeting. I think you guys should have, just my opinion is, have discussions before you figure out when to push it forward again.
Councilmember Aaron?
Yes.
Question for Raj. These discussions, can they be during a working meeting? Establish a working meeting time for these discussions so we can all be in the same place at the same time?
I mean, you'd have to set up, it's basically, it has to be a scheduled special meeting open to the public. So if you're all in the same place, or you can do it in groups of three to have those discussions in a smaller format. But however the council decides they want to do it, they can go ahead and do it.
Okay, thank you for that information.
Council President Espinosa.
Yes. Okay. Councilwoman Michelle Lombardi had disconnected. Councilwoman Rashid?
I also wanted to kind of touch on what Laura was talking about. I'm in the unique position where I've served on the school board, and now I have the privilege to work, sit here on the town council. I can tell you firsthand the dedication the administration, the teachers, and the board members have towards the Piscataway schools and the families. They work really hard. The board members are all volunteers. I can't tell you how hard those teachers work. And right now, with all the unprecedented attacks and cuts that the schools are facing, the last thing we need is finger pointing and name calling. It is a time to lean in for all local leaders. We lean in, we build our strength, and we work and have constructive discussions. It's not the time to finger pointing and making, big claims. So it's really a privilege to be here, but we are here and we're open for open discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman Rashid. Councilman Earn?
No comment at this time, Council.
Mayor Waller.
Hey, Council President, I'll be more than happy to sit down with people, but this still is the largest tax increase in the history of the town. I don't have a problem with sitting down with people. Thanks.
Thank you, Mayor. Business Administrator Timothy Dacey?
Nothing tonight.
Thank you. Assistant Business Administrator Paula Cazzarelli, sorry.
Cazzarelli.
I'm getting it right next time.
You're good, you're good. Thank you, Council President. I just wanted to bring you to your attention the ordinance, item number 13, specifically deed restricting ecological park. So that means nothing can be developed on that property, and that is required so that the township could get up to 75% of remediation costs and 100% of site investigation, remediate investigation, and property assessment. So that's 100% of that, and then 75% of the cost. So it's essential that obviously the DEP and we're not going to get money to remediate the property unless we deed restrict it. So that's very important. So I'm glad that that is passed on the agenda here. The other item I just want to say is that we're very close to turning over our solar. So the project is supposed to bring back a return of investment of somewhere around 67% savings in our electrical costs. So fantastic. I wasn't here for the beginning of that. And I know my colleague sitting next to me was instrumental in that, the mayor and the council continuing with sustainability. So I'm very happy. So please keep an eye out for social media. We're going to have a picture of us turning over and converting to solar. And also, again, please be noted on our social media, there's a lot going on in this town. We have Armed Forces Day, Memorial Day Parade, and lots of great events for all to enjoy. So make sure you're signed up for our rave alerts, not so much for events, but for traffic closures. Make sure you're on our Facebook, Instagram, and on the website where all these things are posted. And thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Township Attorney Raj Kumar?
No comments, thank you.
Thank you. So this Saturday, May 31st, is going to be our bike rodeo at the Little League Complex at 10 a.m. Kids and parents are encouraged to go there and learn bike safety, safe riding, and there will be a small bike obstacle course to test what they've learned. So it's a very nice event for all the kids, all ages, so that way they can go ahead and learn how to adjust the helmet, learn how to actually do some minor checks on your bikes, like your airs, your air in your tire, your chains and whatnot. So it's a really nice event. It's free, and hopefully we have good weather during that day. I would like to also say that I really agree with sitting down and discussing things in a proper manner. Social media can be cruel. There is finger pointing everywhere. And I just hope that all parties involved follow the same suit without finger pointing or any comments. So this way we can have a nice peaceful resolution in what we go through. So, but it has to take two in order for us to get this resolved. It can't just be one way. So I just hope that, you know, even in social media, that we just calm down and then we just move along and try to get through these issues. Thank you. Okay, agenda session for June 5th, 2025. Proclamation Piscataway High School Students Against Destructive Decisions. Ordinance second reading, authorizing deed of restrictions for ecological park open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Ordinance second reading, amending Chapter 7, Traffic Section 14, parking prohibited at all times. Fitz Randall Road entire length open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Resolution calling for the restoration of energy taxes to municipalities. Resolution authorizing renewal of membership Central Jersey Joint Insurance Fund. Do we have any comments or questions from the items over in June? No. Okay, thank you. We're opening to the public. Opening for the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have anybody in queue?
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. Go ahead.
Good evening. This is Jessica Cradville, 1247 Brookside Road. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good evening. I wanted to, first of all, thank Council Member Leibowitz for making that motion at the end. I think it's really important that we collaborate, the Township Council and the administration and our school board. I think it's very important, and I really appreciate that. And then I wanted to get back to, I was having a technical difficulty and was unable to make a comment or question on the Charlie Day Park, $70,000 for the engineering services to discover how to fix the DPW getting carried away. And I just, if I could get some more details, because I'm not able to understand how the DPW could get carried away, take down what I imagine was 24 large trees or more, and dump in an area 14,000 square feet what I imagine was at least 3 or 4 truckloads of large gravel at the taxpayers' expense, and now at the expense of having to figure out how to remediate this on the wetlands because of the requirements of the state Department of Environmental Protection. If I could just get some more details about how the initial work was authorized and what steps, like a post-mortem on how it was missed that this wasn't acceptable, I would really appreciate that.
Hey, Council, I just ask you to not make any comments. This individual is in active litigation with the township. So I just want to refrain from comments. I can answer that. This contract is to make to go through the permitting process with the DEP. I'm not aware of the DEP notice doesn't talk about any trees cut down. So I'm not aware of that allegation at all. It's just in regard to the gravel being put in certain areas, not the entire area, a smaller portion of the area, which. We're working on making sure we get a permit and a waiver for that section.
Okay, it's
yes,
just I read the complaint
and
it says 14,000 square feet of gravel.
The DEP requires a wetland delineation, and that's why we had to procure the service of a professional.
Wouldn't that typically be done before the work in case it was not permitted?
It's part of the permitting process. And yes,
to do the work before you get
the township is currently going through that permitting process now. A lot of the work can be done by permit by will, but permit by rule. However, at this point, we're going through the permitting process and wetland delineation.
Okay. That was all. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, do we have anybody else in queue?
Council President, I'm unmuting the next individual with their hand raised.
Hello, my name's Charlie Cradiville. I live in New Brunswick. I'm the editor of New Brunswick Today. I wanted to start with a question. Can you tell me who is in charge of the Piscataway Police Department?
Yeah. The person in charge is the Director of Public Safety, Keith Stith.
Okay.
Before you keep asking questions, we request that you make all your questions and then we'll answer them after that.
All right. Well, I spoke to this council in December about a $750,000 settlement that was made to resolve a disturbing lawsuit against the former police chief. And unfortunately, it's not the only disturbing lawsuit regarding the former chief. I asked a question that night, what's being done to correct the problems that led to these complaints? And I never really got an answer. That question was not addressed when I brought it up. And of course, now everyone listening probably knows that we have a Piscataway police officer arrested and facing criminal charges. So I'll just read a little bit from the county prosecutor's press release. Quote, on April 30th, 2025, an investigation commenced into allegations of a male following young females, including a child, around a store in South Plainfield with a clearly visible erection. Some of the conduct was captured on video surveillance. The investigation revealed that the male engaged in the same behavior in another store in the borough, and the male was identified as Wesley Kluinski, 37, a Piscataway Township police officer who resides in Hamilton. And this officer is now facing charges of third degree endangering the welfare of a child by engaging in sexual conduct, fourth degree criminal sexual conduct, and harassment. This comes on, the heels of other controversies in the department. We've had PPD employees found guilty of crimes like assault, tampering with records, criminal computer activity. And I was just looking at some records today that revealed that somebody in the department separated from employment while an internal affairs investigation was pending against them, but that officer was not named. And, I reached out to the deputy chief to ask some simple questions, received no response, followed up again, no response. So here I am, and perhaps maybe I should have addressed the question to the director of public safety. But it's a simple question. I hope someone can answer it tonight. I believe this officer that was recently arrested.
I'm sorry, your time is about to be up. You have 5 seconds.
Thanks. Are they suspended with pay or without pay? And what are you, the council, doing to clean up the Piscataway Police Department?
Okay, thank you.
So I can answer that question. We don't comment on current investigations or issues in the police department. There has been an action taken. I won't give more details to the public at this time. But I will say that our new director of public safety has been in the office for about 3 months and is doing an excellent job and getting good reviews from all the officers that are there. And we're looking to do some promotions within the police department and very shortly. And that police department overall is a great department, except for a few bumps. So,
thank you, Ms. Cedar. Anybody else in the queue?
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised.
Thank you. Closing for the remote attendees. Opening for the in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration would then respond if necessary. Good evening,
Council. Can you hear me?
We can. Good evening.
My name is David Akins, Ambrose Valley Lane. I have about 12 questions, short. But about 12. I can read them off to you initially now or give them to you after I finish each question. Which would you prefer?
Please ask them all.
Item number 7, item number 8, 11, under the consent agenda, item number C for Charlie, F for Foxtrot, G for Golf, I for India, K for Kilo. Under item 19, that's the June 5th agenda, and item 21, that's it. Now, going back to item number 7, is there a budget for a handout to the residents if I go to the office and ask for one of the budget?
Yeah, the budget's been on the website for quite a bit of time now, so you can access it on the web. If you want a hard copy, you can definitely go to the clerk's office and they can provide you a copy.
Okay. That's item 7. Item 8, the improvements. Can I get a copy of that also? That's item 8. A list of the improvements.
So I went through them with Bill Irwin before, but if you want, I can go through them with you again, or you could get a copy from the clerk's office.
No, I prefer the copy, so I'll get that at the office too. Under the consent agenda, under C for Charlie, the for land, the service work that's being done is TBA, to be announced. Do you have any idea what that amount is or will be? This is under the consent agenda, item C for Charlie.
I think it's doing business as?
Yes.
Yes.
Doing business as?
Right.
Okay, but what's the amount approximately of that cost?
$43,775, and that's for planting trees.
Okay, under item F.
I'm sorry, Mr. Akins, if you can just say all your questions, ask all your questions, and that way, you know, we can answer them post your time.
Well, I did that.
Yeah, okay, he just gave out letters, so I'm not sure what he's looking for in each, so.
Well, the
G, which is the million paving.
I gave the letters.
Right, so what is your question on item G?
On item G.
Or F.
Can you elaborate a little bit for item G?
Tim, do you want to just talk about those four items on the consent agenda?
Is there a list for milling? Can I pick that up at the office of the streets that's being milled?
So this is to enter into a contract with the County of Middlesex to do milling and paving?
Yes.
As a co-op?
Yes.
I'm not sure all the streets have been identified yet, but...
Okay, so that's pending.
It's pending, correct.
On item I, just elaborate a little bit. That's on the affordable housing.
You asked about G. G is for a new system for checking out the books. It's using a radio frequency identification, self-check-in, check-out equipment for $68,775.
Yeah.
I used to hire affordable housing consultant, preparation of our housing element and fair share plan.
Okay, but
$25,000.
Going back to G, would you elaborate on that a little?
It is a radio frequency identification self-checkout equipment. So you're gonna put something in the book and you're gonna go up to the checkout and check it out yourself at the library. So it's a new checkout system for the library. The current system has reached the end of its life.
So that's referring to the library.
Mr. Akins, I apologize. The time is up, but you can come after the meeting and we can address some of your questions as well.
Well, I mentioned the list before I started, how many items there were. And we're just going through the items that you said was okay. So I don't know why I have to split them up. I told you in advance the approximately items I'm going to discuss.
All right, do we want to just run through them, Tim?
I'm up, what was the question on K? What is the question on that?
So the case we're appointing in a new director of finance, chief financial officer, starting July 1st.
Yeah, is Dan out of that position, or are we talking about something?
He's retiring, so he's actually going to enjoy life, and so, you know, we had to find a replacement, unfortunately.
Okay. Item 21, item 21. I had asked some time ago about what the township is doing as far as having a place to meet for the planning and zoning board. And the mayor made a comment, you're looking into it. So what's the update on that? Incidentally, that was November the 24th, 2024.
So if you look down the road down here, the community services building, we awarded a contract several months ago to renovate that. So that's currently under renovation. So when that's done, we'll have a meeting room for planning board and zoning board.
So you have any idea, as far as I understand what you're saying, as far as duration, how long more is it going to take?
Hopefully within about a year. So they're working as fast. They're really moving down there because the building's built. They just have to outfit the inside of it.
What's the address, actually?
It's right next to the Little League Field.
Oh, that building.
It sat vacant for many, many years.
Right.
So they're working in there every day. So eventually we'll be moving some departments into there to give us more space because the DPW building, the people are literally sitting on top of each other. So...
Okay, that's all I have.
That is moving at a good pace.
All right, I'll check back with you periodically.
Thank you, Mr. Akins, and I do apologize.
Thank you.
Please state your name and address, please.
Good evening, Loretta Rivers, 249 Pinelli Drive, Piscataway. Good evening, Council. I'm talking, just like a statement. About the officer and the incident. And I stand before you today deeply disturbed and heartbroken by the news that a police officer has been arrested for allegations of sexual misconduct. This is not just a legal issue, it is a moral failure. An officer who took an oath to protect and serve has instead betrayed the very trust that the community places in the police force. Sexual misconduct is in any form is inexcusable, and we must make it clear this behavior will not be tolerated. What makes this situation even more concerning is the complete lack of response from our leadership. As of now, we have not heard from the chief of police, nor the mayor. In a time like this, silence is not an option. Our community is hurting, and we need to hear from those who are responsible for overseeing the actions of the positions of power. We need to know what steps are being taken to address this issue, prevent future misconduct, and ensure the safety and trust of the public. The absence of the public statement from the chief of police and the mayor leaves a void that only deepens the sense of fear and uncertainty in our community. Our town deserves transparency, accountability, and decisive action. The victims of the misconduct and all of us deserve to know what's being done, not only to hold this officer accountable, but also to restore the trust that has been shattered. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Ms. Rivers, the township abolished the position of police chief about a year and a half or 2 years ago. We currently have a director, Keith Stealth. The director and the mayor put out a statement shortly after the person was arrested. It's an ongoing investigation. The person was suspended and is being prosecuted by the Middlesex County Prosecutor's Office, and we can't go into detail about the investigation. The prosecutor has it.
Where is that at? Where is the...
It was in the newspaper.
I think it was.
It was covered in the Home News Tribune, print edition, not online. It was an NJ... NJ.com. So we.
Not
we
even in Piscataway Town. This
only occurred literally, I think, Thursday night.
I know.
So, you know, it's.
You managed to get stuff out pretty quick.
You know, and the officer was, The officer was suspended that night. This did not happen in Piscataway, so it is in our authority. We weren't the charging entity. So at this point, as an employee, he was suspended. We can't go into details on the investigation, et cetera, because that's not us. That's the Middlesex County Prosecutor's Office and the municipality that is the charging entity. So, you know, to the media, the mayor and the director of public safety have made comments. Whether it's been posted on the township website, you know, I don't know, but it has been out there. So,
well, that's what my question is.
And the township make sure that they take action immediately to the point that they can.
But the township talks about everything else on our township page.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they talk about our police officer on our township?
Yeah, and this is when these things happen, there's also our obligation to not affect the prosecutor's office investigation and charging. So we have to be very careful about what we say to the public while they're going through their investigation. We don't want to upset our counterparts at the county. And so we're very careful about what we say. We make sure we take immediate action, which we did. And from there, we will probably provide more information as it goes on. But listen, we're only 2 or 3 business days into this.
Yes, I understand. But I don't like my news through the chatter, Piscataway chatter. Like, that's just like, you know, tabloid Facebook talk. But if you put it through the official channels, just to say that we're handling the matter, then I say, okay, they're handling the matter, it's coming through their official chatters channels. But when you see it through Facebook and then everybody responding, you just don't know what is true and what is not true. So that's why I'm asking, why wasn't it posted on our official channel here in Piscataway? That's all I'm asking.
All right, thank you.
Ms. Rivers? Next.
Before you come to the podium, I just want to thank Ms. Rivers for coming forward, and I really just want to thank everybody here in attendance tonight. It's so important to have engaged residents in this democracy. I appreciate that. I do feel, you know, in alignment with earlier discussions about open discussions, whether it's in working meetings or in small subgroups of this council, that a discussion of community policing and engagement is also something we can really look into. Over the past several years, cases that have been settled already have had a lot of public, I don't know, they've been out in the public and they've been quite disturbing. So I think to continue the growth and development of our wonderful town with our new police director of safety, who I saw interviewed on TV, but we haven't met him yet. I also think this is another opportunity for us to have meaningful discussion.
You're welcome to call him at any time and schedule a meeting with him. Him, like all of the other township employees, are very happy to meet with council people.
Great, thank you.
Stacy Berger, 233 Ellis Parkway, here in Piscataway. I think that would be a great idea, Councilmember Leibowitz, for there to be small groups of the council to have regular meetings. The school board does that. Lots of other community councils do that. I spent 8 hours at the Summit Council meeting 2 weeks ago, and they had all kinds of committee reports. And everybody on the council chaired a committee, and they each gave a report. And I'd meant to bring it for you, but they give like an explanation on the back of the agenda about what each item on the agenda does or doesn't do, like what the difference between an ordinance and a resolution is, so that people who are coming to a council meeting might be educated about what the process is. If it's their first or 31st time, maybe they'll learn something new. So there's a lot of best practices out there, including providing a way for residents to engage with the council and their elected officials. And that was something I asked about, I want to say 4 or 5 years ago, and I asked for the list of committees that each of the council members are assigned to and when they meet and what the agendas are. And I think I filed an OPR request. I probably did. I'm sorry, Melissa. But there was nothing came back. There were no agendas. There were no minute meetings. There was nothing noticed. So it's not clear, I think, at least to the people in the audience, where the decisions in this council that are being recommended to the council are made. For example, who decides what goes up on your social media as somebody who read the mayor's letter on Good Friday when the council and the township was closed and the school board was closed, and he made all kinds of demands, which followed up on his claim that he made in another meeting with myself present, Ms. Cahill present, Mr. Espinoza, and Mr. Earn, that he was going to use every tool at his disposal to make sure that the school board owned that tax increase, that it did not come back on the council or specifically on the mayor himself. It is of concern that the township is using public taxpayer dollars for a particular political agenda. That is not okay. And so if there is not clear guidelines about who decides and how those decisions get made about what is posted on social media and what is not, because it sounds like the statement that was made about the police situation was not posted on social media, but was shared with reporters in print media, which is really great for 1995, but we are in 2025 and people get their media in a lot of different ways. So it would be super if you could post either everything or nothing, or at least have some standards for how you operate that channel of information. I would like to know if somebody could tell me what portion of the school, of the pilot deals that the township has negotiated goes to our schools. Somebody in this room should know that answer. I believe Mr. Dacey would know it, but I might be wrong.
Yeah, the land tax.
So other than the land tax, zero goes.
Per state law, 5% goes to the county. The rest is used by the municipality for municipal purposes in support of the schools.
In support of the
schools. Thank you, Ms. Berger.
I'm sorry. You let other people go longer, so now you need to let me go.
This street, 3 minutes.
Yeah, well, you didn't enforce 3 minutes for other people, so why are you going to enforce 3 minutes for me?
I tried to enforce 3 minutes on everyone.
Excuse me?
I tried to enforce 3 minutes on everyone.
There was literally just conversation that like 1, 2, 3, 4, like 15 people witnessed where you were like, yeah, we're going to keep going. So I'm just trying to get an answer to my question.
Tried to enforce 3 minutes.
So I can't get an answer to my question, but you're going to let other people.
Do you have one question?
I would like to continue my conversation with Mr. Dacey publicly about whether or not the land value.
I'm sorry. So what is your question?
I'm trying to understand how the township structures the pilot deals.
Ms. Berger, he answered the question. So
okay, well, maybe for you, Raj, but not for me.
And your three minutes are up.
Okay.
So, thank you.
Hello, Bill Irwin, 233 Ellis Parkway, Piscataway, New Jersey. Generally speaking, the land portion of the assessment is negotiated in the pilot agreement, such that it's lower than what the market value would be. So the schools get shorted on that land value assessment. Additionally, the pilot monies are separate from the land value assessment. The land value would be there anyway with regular property taxes, although it would be higher. The pilot payments themselves, those monies go, it was said, 95% to the municipal budget. That was about $5.1 million last year. Regular property taxes are shared with these schools, usually in the proportion of roughly 51%. So you're talking about $2.6 million that did not go to the schools. But that's not what I came up here to say. I was a little busy in April, so I might have missed something. Can somebody tell me when the meeting was where the budget was presented to the public, like a detailed presentation with, you know, sources of revenues, appropriations, opportunity for public comment, that sort of thing? I don't want to miss it again next year.
Yeah, there was a budget hearing last month that was on the council agenda, and it was open to the public to where they can make comments. The budget was actually posted on the website prior to that when it was introduced, so it's been on the town.
Oh, I see it on the
website. It's been on the website for, it's been on
presentation
for adoption. So,
there's
plenty of opportunity the township citizens to review and make comments or questions to the administration at any time.
So the budget, that hearing is typically a month before this hearing, just so I know for the future. Is that what we're saying?
The budget hearing?
Yeah.
It depends. This year, it was last month at a separate meeting.
Gotcha.
It was at a council meeting.
Okay, and then real quick,
Council meeting of April 15th. The state was overwhelmed with getting budgets processed, and they asked us not to adopt it that night until they approved it, and it subsequently has been approved, so we approved it tonight. There was a public hearing on April 15th on the budget.
Good to know. So real quick, Laura, it's a little disturbing that you can get a simple answer to your question about what proportion revenues were shared in. I mean, you're a sitting council person. Like, I understand when I got to jump through over hoops, but you're on the council.
You have to speak a little louder, please.
Sorry, mic's a little low. I did notice on the 2024 debt statement, there was approximately $165 million on the county municipal line item of net debt. And there was a $10 million line item in the 2024 budget for debt service. Not complaining about it, just pointing it out. I recognize that we need to do debt to do necessary capital improvements, but I also noted that the school board debt on that same document was zero. Lastly, I agree with the council president that productive discussions are a two-way street. And I believe in the sincerity of the council members that want to have those productive discussions. But there has been a voice that occasionally sits at that dais that has been rather provocative recently in social media. So if we want to sit down, you know, and have cooler heads prevail and have a productive discussion, we can do that. But if others want to do that on social media, we can do that too.
Thank you. And I apologize. When you say we, who's we?
Everybody.
Public.
Public? Public? Okay.
Council, people.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Name and address, please.
Nancy Salgado Cowan. I live at 124 Stanton Avenue in Piscataway. I just had a question, I guess, also pursuant to the budget. I don't know how that process works here in the municipal council, since I've just recently been thrusted into the interest of this committee, of the council. So what does that process look like for a regular resident to understand what are the mechanisms, like, since there's no presentation that I was aware of or that the public was aware of? There was the hearing, I do get that. But is there any time within your process here at the council, the town municipality, that there is a presentation to the public of where monies come from, where they don't, how it's going to be lined up, or a prospective budget? I know that it's on the website, that's beautiful, but was there ever any explanation to the public, any kind of, you know, time that we could have a dialogue about that budget process? Or if you could explain to me how that budget process works. I, as a resident, only am aware of how the school board does it, because I've been involved in that process both as a resident and as a current school board member, where, you know, that process is pretty transparent. We, you know, give a presentation, we discuss it, we give time for, you know, folks to come out. And so wonderfully this year, our mayor encouraged so many people to come to our budget hearing, and it was fabulous to have so much involvement. So I want to know when or how that process works here. Please, thank you.
Thank you.
So we begin the process every summer, usually around August, and we distribute the budget sheets to all the directors. The directors get to have their input to put into what they anticipate coming up for operational needs and capital needs. I work on it with the finance director and with our CFO, and we go through it and we take a look at it and mold it. We start waiting to see where the numbers are on property taxes, on state aid, things like that. We'll put it together, and before the end of the year, usually we have a preliminary budget, which is introduced generally pretty early, once the state allows it, which is generally after the governor's. We're not allowed to introduce prior to the governor's budget message, but we generally introduce it after that. Once it's introduced, it's posted online, and the public can call if you have any questions. We'd be glad to meet with me, meet with the CFO, meet with our budget director if they have anybody who has any questions on it. And then we normally sit down with the council a couple people at a time to make sure they understand where we're going with it. If they have any questions, if they have any questions or concerns from their constituents, we'll answer them then. And then we have a budget hearing, which is open to the public. And then once the budget's hearing done, we adopt the budget, and the adopted budget gets posted online, and that's how our budget's done.
Oh, thank you. And just to follow up, you said it's discussed with the council members three at a time or in small groups. And is that portion where constituents would then just have to advise our particular council member about any concern?
I'm sorry, is that your last question? We have 3 minutes are up. I apologize.
Yeah, that's probably my last question for sure.
Yeah, sure. If you had any questions, you should reach out to your councilperson or councilperson at large. You can call my office. You can call the mayor's office. You can talk to Dana. However we take input, we'll be glad to take public input. And you can say, I got a concern about this, I have a concern about that, and we'll try to work it in.
Okay, thank you so much.
Costa Safety Meals 58 Curtis. He's all veteran, 3 steps from the Medal of Honor, served 28 months in Vietnam, 13. A grunt in the bush. Marine aircraft wing, gunner. Military police, Freedom Hill. And then you hear 2 years later, all those beautiful people were slaughtered. Post-traumatic syndrome sets in. I came to Piscataway, made a complaint with property maintenance concerning ordinance violations by neighbors and the township. Nothing. I suffered a great deal. All of a sudden, here comes a summons in the mail. I was prosecuted and fined $300. I am a criminal. I brung my complaint to this council. Nothing. As far as this council is concerned, I am crazy and dangerous. Crazy and dangerous. I stand. I'm facing 6 months to a year in jail for cutting off the mayor's name off the re-elect me sign. My complaint is non-existent.
Thank you.
My neighbor.
Oh, God. Good evening, Curtis.
Good evening. Curtis Grubb, 1750 West 3rd. First of all, Councilman Lewis, thank you.
We can't really hear you.
Thank you for your comments today. Thank you. I want to address the, I guess, the issue of the street getting done finally, Hazelwood. I want to relax the, the caller would just call about the DE problem, DEP problem that she's running in, whatever. We are going to run into that same problem with across the street from the park. So I think we need to get ahead of this one. Also, before you even start this, that park needs to be redone. Maybe I need to call Jim or Guy at the Public Works Department. The court is done. The whole park needs to be elevated. We discussed this. I discussed it with Frank. I even discussed it with our mayor. This park needs to be elevated. The park sits in a gully. Like the mayor used to tell me, it used to be a dump. It's not a dump no more. So need to take in consideration that this park needs to be elevated, and that needs to be done before this road gets done. Thank you.
Thank you. I see no one else to the on the at the podium. Closing to the in-person attendees. Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Leibowitz.
I have a second.
Cahill, second. Cahill.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.